Yeah, welcome back to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. 21 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. We will be giving you a full roundup of the GA results in the county between now and 6 o'clock. But for now, the focus is very much on athletics. I am delighted to say on the line we have Highland Radio's athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, another busy weekend. We're going to start off with the Donegal 5K. Sian McGinley was the winner. Impressive, to say the least.
Absolutely, and good to see him back in action, because he did have a bit of an injury issue there over the summer, and he did go to the Under-23 European Championships, but he didn't fare well simply because he was injured. So yes, this morning was reserved for the Donegal 5K. It was held at Letterkenny, and it's got an added dimension in that the race, there's a memory there for Shane Bonner. The winner gets the Shane Bonner Memorial Cup. Shane sadly passed away tragically some years ago, the young Conway man who ran with Finn Valley, a very popular young man, and we remember him particularly on a day like this. So today it was the turn of everybody to get involved. Right, so Sian McGinley, I won it. Second was Oisin Toy. Both of them are Finn Valley, and Declan Ferry from the Rastas, who's been running particularly well in local 5K races, finishing third in the Rastas there. So Finn Valley winning the team in the men's was the two lads, Oisin and Sean, and then they had Jared Gallagher and Barry McCullough up front as well. So they won the team. And the women's, it was Teresa Doherty. And of course, she still continues to run extremely well. She was, over the years, she won 8 or 9 Donegal senior cross country titles. So she keeps going. She keeps in great shape, and was a master athlete, winning at senior level. That has been her master, really. And she's done extremely well this morning again. Second was Leona, her teammate from Finn Valley, Leona Cook, and third was Kira Cunningham from Tyrconnell. Continues to improve as well. Finn Valley again winning the team with the two girls on board, and Sinead McDade was on board there as well, and as I said, Leona Cook. So well done to them. Then we had the other particular people in the Masters event. We had Tyrconnell, we had Inishowen, we had Letterkenny all getting in on the Masters Act in terms of getting Master Team and individual awards there. So well done to them, and it was a good enough event. Numbers in the 5Ks aren't what they used to be, but there's just so many events out there right now. But a competitive event, a good run for Sian McGinley, a good run for Teresa Doherty, and a double team victory for the Finn Valley lads, who were there to particularly honour Shane Bonner. Yesterday, well, the venue was the Holmes in Donegal Town, the rugby club there. Fair play to them for giving the facility. And Tyrconnell hosted the Donegal grass release. And, there was pretty much every club was involved. The honours were shared. It was early season. The weather was good. There was plenty of excitement. There was about 60 or 70 teams. And it was yet another good day and yet another good start to a season, really, because the cross country is now underway. So we're into that next week big time. And we'll have to see how that goes, but it'll go on for the next few months. Also today, Anne-Marie McDonough from Letterkenny, she won the Belfast Half Marathon, a big victory for her, 74 minutes plus, so good run, an absolutely brilliant run for her, and good to see her back, because she hadn't raced there for a while, and I was just wondering what was happening, but she ran extremely well today, won it easy, so well done to her, and Annandale Strider guy won the men's race, so well done on that one. And the week ahead, it's going to centre on a busy Finn Valley centre, because Tuesday we've got the primary schools athletics, a big turnout for that obviously, then we've got the secondary schools athletics on the Wednesday, and then next weekend we've got the Champions Cup, which is an event for underage now have been added, so under 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 and so on, and the Donegal Masters Cross Country Championship. So a busy week ahead of Finn Valley Centre, and then we're into the hurly-burly of a cross-country season, and hopefully the weather will hold up for a little bit, but then it's cross-country, so we can expect anything. today was all about that 5K and the on the roads of Letterkenny and victories for McGinley, as you said, from the Glenswally, runs for Finn Valley and Teresa Doherty in the women's section, and the Valley Boys getting the team story underway for them. So that was it, Kieran. It was a low-key enough event, but it's got the season underway, yet another season. The athletic season kind of tends to start at this time of the year once again with road and cross country, and then later in the new year it's all down to indoor and then outdoor track and field, and it just seems to go by so quickly.
Yeah, and Patsy, just when we have you on here, how satisfied would Patsy McGonigal be at the current state of affairs in terms of standard and quality opposed to years gone by in athletics in Donegal?
Well, you know, you're looking to the new names now. You're looking to McGinley, you're looking to Toy, and you know, there's a couple of good young girls there in Letterkenny in the senior end of the story. And then, of course, you've got the two Flanagan girls who have been struggling a little bit with injury, but they're dealing with that injury. So we look forward to good cross country with them. The standard is good. There is an individual strong standard, but there are aspects of it that maybe aren't as strong as that would have been years ago, but it's just all about, you know, groups of people come along at a particular time, and the build, teams and clubs build on that, and you get a good, you know, a really good scene, and then it dies off, and then it comes again, so we'll just have to wait and see how it develops now in the months ahead. Underage, it's it was disappointing last winter, so we're hoping for maybe a better return this time around. There was only one or two team medals returning to Donegal. I thought that was very poor. So we'll hopefully we'll hope for better results going into this winter. But first things first, it's local stuff. Then it becomes Donegal Championships. Then we're on to Ulster, and then of course into Nationals. And we tend to gauge ourselves on the results in the Nationals at the end of the day. And that's really probably the question you're asking me: how good can we be at Nationals? So that's what we'll have to wait and see, Kieran.